Modern Olympic Games Review. 1972 Olympics, Munich. The 1972 Munich Games were the largest yet, setting records in all categories, with 195 events and 7,123 athletes from 121 nations. They were supposed to celebrate peace, and for the first 10 days, all did indeed go well. But in the early morning of 5th of September, with 6 days left in the games, 8 Arab commandos slipped into the Olympic Village, killed 2 Israeli team members, and seized 9 others as hostages. Early the next morning, all 9 were killed in a shootout between the terrorists and West German police at a military airport. The tragedy stunned the world and stopped the 20th Olympiad in its tracks. But, in defiance of the terrorists, at a memorial service attended by 80,000 at the main stadium, 84-year-old outgoing IOC president Avery Brundage and his committee announced the games must go on. As a result, the competitions resumed after a pause of 34 hours. All other details about the Munich Games paled in significance, but it did have its highlights. Archery was reintroduced to the Olympic program after a 52-year absence, and handball after a 36-year absence. Whitewater, or slalom canoeing, was included for the first time. The 1972 games were also the first to have a named mascot. U.S. swimmer Mark Spitz won an incredible 7 golds. Lasse Wuren of Finland fell midway through the 10,000-meter final, but rose and set a world record to win the first of his 4 career gold medals. The media star of the Munich Games was the tiny Soviet gymnast Olga Korbut, whose dramatic cycle of success in the team competition, failure in the individual competition, and renewed success in the apparatus finals captured the attention of fans worldwide.